Trump calls for peace without delay in Ukraine, ending the entire globalist neocon establishment. By Christina Wong on March 16, 2023. Former President Donald Trump, who is running for re-election in 2024, on Thursday released a video statement calling for peace without delay in Ukraine and for ending the entire globalist neocon establishment. "Every day this proxy battle in Ukraine continues, we risk global war. We must be absolutely clear that our objective is to immediately have a total cessation of hostilities. All shooting has to stop. This is the central issue. We need peace without delay," he said in the video, according to a transcript. His remarks expanded on those he recently gave to Fox News host Tucker Carlson, who posed 6 questions about Ukraine to the top declared and potential Republican 2024 presidential contenders. In the video, Trump slammed President Joe Biden's leadership, saying, "We have never been closer to World War III than we are today under Joe Biden. A global conflict between nuclear-armed powers would mean death and destruction on a scale unmatched in human history. It would be nuclear Armageddon. Nothing is more important than avoiding that nightmare. We will avoid it. But we need new leadership," he said. Trump also called for the dismantlement of the entire globalist neocon establishment that is perpetually dragging us into endless wars, pretending to fight for freedom and democracy abroad, while they turn us into a third-world country and a third-world dictatorship right here at home. The State Department, the defense bureaucracy, the intelligence services, and all the rest need to be completely overhauled and reconstituted to fire the deep staters and put America first. We have to put America first, he said. Trump also called for fundamentally reevaluating NATO's purpose and NATO's mission. He said, responding to some of the criticism of his recent Ukraine comments, that Russia is not the greatest threat to Western civilization. It's probably, more than anything else, ourselves and some of the horrible, USA-hating people that represent us. It's the abolition of our national borders. It's the failure to police our own cities. It's the destruction of the rule of law from within. It's the collapse of the nuclear family and fertility rates, like nobody can believe is happening. It's the Marxists who would have us become a godless nation worshiping at the altar of race, and gender, and environment. And it's the globalist class that has made us totally dependent on China and other foreign countries that basically hate us. He ended by calling for evicting the sick and corrupt establishment. These globalists want to squander all of America's strength, blood and treasure, chasing monsters and phantoms overseas, while keeping us distracted from the havoc they're creating right here at home. These forces are doing more damage to America than Russia and China could ever have dreamed. Evicting the sick and corrupt establishment is the monumental task for the next president. And I'm the only one who can do it. I'm the only one that can get the job done. I know exactly what has to be done, he said. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.